Check 1 2, check 1 2. The reason why America is dividing over the homosexual thing, the gay marriage option, is because it's a morally divisive issue. You know, it's just like this judge who's saying, hey, you know what? I want 6 of the 10 commandments posted in school. Well, forgive me, but you can't post 6 and ignore the 4. The 4 that he wants to take out is the foundation. It's the rock. It's the blueprint of why the other 6 work. You take away the first 4 and the other 6 don't work. You know how we know it doesn't work? Because that's what we've already done in society. In society, we've tried to take away the first 4 and just live under the last six. And what happened? Everything still got worse. Think about it. When America was more morally united, we had less crime. We had less immorality, from, you know, teachers sleeping with their students to, just, I don't even want to go into all of it. It's just, it'd take up all my show today. So when America was more morally united, we had less problems, less crime, less diversions of what life was supposed to be about. And as a Christian, particularly, you know, I've seen Christians who say, "Oh, I'm going to affirm with Obama homosexuality." But the problem is, your walk is not with Obama. Your loyalty is not to Obama. You did not confess to follow Obama. You confessed to follow Jesus. And so I'd ask you, how do you know Jesus? Well, hopefully you know Jesus not only because of God writing his words upon your heart, the tablets of your heart, but you've read the Bible and it affirmed what God wrote on your heart, and you know what the Bible says about this issue. It's not like, this is not vague in the Bible. Homosexuality is a directly addressed topic, and the knowledge of it is clear. So decide if you're going to be a Christian or not, but read your Bible. From Dallas, I'm Elijah B. Have a great day.